In a silence charged with danger, Ustalrik's small gunpowder magazine was like a hidden appendix of the fortress. Here, war was measured in grams, and each formula could mean life or explosion. In this small yet vital space, precision was a matter of survival.
Careful with that radio! Just a bit too much sulfur and the whole place will blow up!
Yes, Master. I'm sorry. I'm shaking. I didn't know making gunpowder was so delicate.
This isn't just delicate, lad. It's like playing cards with the devil. There's no room for error. This place has to keep going, even if we never set off on the battlefield again.
But this will be used for our batteries, right?
For the batteries, the rifles, for laying mines. Without this magazine, the fortress is mute. A cry without the boys, and a cry that doesn't frighten, is useless.
We need more charges for Bastion of Santa Tecla. Right now! The French are advancing, and our reserves are melting like wax in the sun.
Tell your men to be careful. This patch ignites with a look.
How can you work knowing that a single spark might...
With precision, lad. And respect. This place is small, but it holds the power of 100 soldiers.
And also their death.
That's why every measure counts. We don't fight with swords here. We fight with grams. And every gram must speak clearly. We resist.
And what does the colonel think about all this?
Colonel Strada? He says battles aren't won with powder alone, but with wit. He trusts us, and that's stronger than any barrel.
Ustalrik's small gunpowder magazine was a discreet yet vital place. Between formulas and danger, it forged the explosive beat of resistance.